Good morning, family, and welcome to 5 minutes to Live by My Daily Inspiration. I do this 5 days a week to just give you a nugget of the word that God has given us for the week from Sunday morning. And what we're going to be talking about is the spiritual connection, specifically, what is your name? Come on in. If you enjoyed this word, please share it. Let someone else know about it. But I'm committed to it. And we've been doing this now for several weeks, if not several months, in which we just share a word from the Lord. Also, we are in the midst of what we call Miracle Month, where we pray every morning at 6 a.m. for 31 straight days. August is the month of new beginnings, and today is the eighth day of the eighth month. So we're believing God for some new things in your life, some new things, some new money, some new relationships, some new deliverances, some new healing. So thank you all for joining us this morning. So let's talk about this new message and new series, The Spiritual Connection, What is Thy Name? In the book of Mark, verses 1 through 9, I'm going to read the ninth verse. But the setup was Jesus comes to this area, and a man who's living in the tombs in the graveyard comes running up to him. Now, the Bible gives us a breakdown of this man, that he was tormented. He would be put in chains. He would break them. He put in shackles. He would break them. He would cut himself. He lived in the graveyard. He was naked. He was wailing. And he runs up to Jesus, and he does two things, which is interesting. One, he immediately worships him. But while in his worship, he also rebuffs or rejects Christ. And so he worships him. And then he rejects him by saying, "Leave me alone, torment me not." Jesus says unto him, "What is thy name?" The man answers, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Now, we're going to be discussing this throughout this week. What is your name? What are their names? And what is his name? And we're going to break each one of those down starting tomorrow. But I want you to understand that the thesis or the premise of this is that when you don't know your name, when you don't know their name, then you can't win the battle. You will lose the battle every time. I like to study and research things, and I was studying the principles of the art of war. And in The Art of War by Sun Tzu, he says, "Know thyself, know thy enemy. You may have 1,000 battles, but you have 1,000 victories. But if you know yourself, but not your enemy, for every victory, you will also suffer a great defeat. If you don't know yourself or your enemy, you will lose every battle. But if you know yourself and know your enemy, then you may have 1,000 battles, but you have 1,000 victories." And see, Jesus teaches us here, before I deal with something, I got to know what that something is. What is your name? We're going to get into the torment that was going on with this man. But when he said, "We are legion, for we are many," he had multiple personalities, multiple spirits, a life. The cares of this world had really dug into him. And it is important, because we have a lot of people that are struggling in life because they don't know who they are. They don't know what they're dealing with. They are losing every battle. They don't know them. They know who people have said who they are. They know what society has said and who they are. But do they know who God has said who they are? Because that's what he's calling out of us, who he placed in us. And they are using the wrong weapons. The Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds." Simply put, the weapons that God has given us are not the things that we're using. The weapons that God has given us are spiritual weapons. And they're designed to deal with spiritual matters, which says then that every relationship has a spiritual component, a spiritual connection. Here's how Paul put it in Ephesians. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And so since I ain't really dealing with you, but I'm dealing with spirits, if I'm not really dealing with them, but I'm dealing with spirits, if it's really not about my marriage, but about the spirits that wants to destroy my marriage, then I need to have the proper weapons, and then I need to know what I'm dealing with. And so we're going to dig into what is your name? What is your name? We are body, soul, and spirit. We connect to each other physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Hallelujah. And I'm in a series now of teachings based upon a book that we wrote called No More Drama Relationships, and it deals with the spiritual connection, the spiritual attack on our prayer life, on our confessions, on our partnerships, on our marriages. If we don't know these spirits, we will lose the spiritual battles and we will lose the spiritual connections. Y'all, we're going to have a great discussion this week. I need you to join in as we discuss what is thy name. My time is up, but remember this: don't just live life, live a victorious life, and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.